And I was sitting in front of the owner of the company and he made a statement. He said, hum to Indian engineer ko muh bhi nahi lagate. Hum to Germans ke saath kaam karte hain. I think that is something, the way I remember it still, word by word, kind of hit that ego. फिर उसके बाद डिसाइड कर लिया था कि अब कुछ टर्न अराउंड तो करना है इसमें.
By the way, interestingly, and all different kinds of motivations happen, right? I would say my entrepreneurship or my drive in general has come from a दिखाता हूँ.
Yeah. The more we heard the reasons why people thought that we couldn't do it was exactly the reason why we decided
why
to
we
do
should
it.
Be doing it.
Your business will succeed or fail not because of competition, it's because of customers. And who does a better job with the customer, right? And customer is the best VC. Welcome to Unstarted. What is unique about this show is this is about you. It is for founders, by founders.
I'm very excited to invite Karan and Himanshu of Woots to today's Unstarted episode. It is the first one, guys, that we are doing with co-founders. So obviously that is going to be one of the topics we talk about. Your company is also doing something that, you know, with the vision of Z47 and Viksit Bharat, this whole exports and how do we do cross-border was always in the realm of software. It's great to see it in the realm of hardware. So you should definitely describe what you're doing. Your background looks very intimidating. When I was looking, it seems like a very gilded resume. His I could also relate to a little bit more. So also would be interesting to, you know, many of our viewers and the questions that come through are, people are intimidated. Looking at the resumes, you know, is this something I can do? When the reality is that when you peel the onion back, it's a very relatable story in most cases, right? So welcome. Look forward to this discussion. Would be wonderful to have your backgrounds from the horse's mouth, starting with where you're born and raised, and then we'll take it from there. And of course, take questions that have been submitted.
Cool. Thanks, Avi. Happy to be here. Can't say no to you. But maybe I can start with myself. But I think while you may say this fancy background or whatever, like where I am today is I'm the CEO of an engineering company. I'm not an engineer. So I'm not...
Somebody else should do the real work.
So we have three times an engineer.
And
yeah.
You're an MBA.
No, masters,
so then
yes.
You definitely need somebody to do the real work.
Correct. Yeah. So anyway, background is born, brought up in Delhi, did a bunch of things. My background actually is in finance. So I did investment banking for 3 or 4 years. Got bored of that. Worked for a startup airline. Then worked for the government.
Which airline was this?
Air Asia India. I was head of strategy and employee number 3. But amazing experience. I actually got to really learn what an efficient organization can run like. I mean, because there's zero tolerance for error. Margins are wafer thin. One fuel price up and down changes. So couldn't be a leaner operating environment. Post that, went to the US, went to the Stanford GSB. That's where I met the co-founder of the previous company where Himanshu and me worked. So all of it started was basically when I moved back. Himanshu was our head of engineering. I interviewed him as the head of engineering. 1 hour conversation went to 3 hours on the first conversation. We got super excited about my experience.
But what were you asking him? You don't even know engineering.
So I think, yeah, you can't.
But you hit it off.
We hit it off, and plus, even Zoom was an engineering company, and I was selling capital equipment at that point of time. So I was familiar with the challenges, etc. I was more excited about his domain, which was the supply side story. Right, that because being at Startup India, I had seen all this SME ecosystem, which I was like ripe for sort of disruption. But we are constrained in our own sort of environments, not exporting, limited technical ability. So always thought, kuch karenge yahan pe. There's a big play there. So yeah, thanks to Himanshu.
Before we go to Himanshu's background, always thought hum karenge. Where did this keeda of entrepreneurship, was it always there? And did you guys ignite it in each other? How did that happen?
I think if you think about sort of founders or anyone who's founded, like they've probably been thinking about it forever. You know, it's not like you wake up one day and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here.
So you think entrepreneurs are born, not made?
By the time maybe you're in college or school, you start beginning to figure it out. Yeah, ki kuch karna hai apna. You know, I will do this corporate job, but I will also work on this. I will also work on that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe there are times where, you know, working somewhere presents an opportunity, you jump at it. But in our case, I was always alive to the opportunity.
Yeah.
Wherever it presented itself.
And by the way, just for the audience, it is a pattern we see. People who work many years, maybe start up in their 30s and 40s, who we call experienced founders. That doesn't mean they are inexperienced founders. The others, and they will generally do it in their own domain. Versus people who start early. And there the kid is generally from college. And like if you were to pinpoint, like often then your friends will say, we always knew this would happen. Would that be the case with you guys?
बोलते तो हैं ऑफ कोर्स बट आई थिंक आई कैन रिलेट मोर टू व्हाट यू सेड धक्के तो खाए हैं काफी सारे
तो आप बताओ अपना बैकग्राउंड
थैंक्स आई एम हिमांशु आई एम द सीओओ एट वुड्सवर्क बॉर्न एंड ब्रॉट अप इन देहरादून वेंट टू आईआईटी खड़गपुर कंप्लीटेड माय मैकेनिकल इंजीनियरिंग इन 2013 वेंट टू आईटीसी आई थिंक दैट वाज अ लकी ब्रेक फॉर मी टू बी ऑनेस्ट काइंड ऑफ गेव मी द इनिशियल एक्सपोजर टू इंजीनियरिंग काफी सारे पैसे खर्च किए कंपनी के मशीनें खरीदी यूरोप से यू एस से चाइना से एवरीवेयर एंड काइंड ऑफ दैट फैसिनेशन विद मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एंड इंजीनियरिंग ग्रू टू एन एक्सटेंड दैट आफ्टर फोर एंड हाफ ईयर आई सेड कि यार मैं खुद ही बनाऊंगा ये मशीनें एंड देन काइंड ऑफ वेंट टू पुणे जहाँ पे ज़्यादातर सप्लायर्स बेस्ड थे और वहाँ जाके स्ट्रगल करना शुरू किया और तीन महीने में रिग्रेट करना शुरू किया बट आई थिंक वन ऑफ द क्वेश्चन यू आर आस्किंग कि शुरू कैसे हुआ एटलीस्ट मेरे लिए व्हाट आई कुड रिमेंबर इमीडिएटली वॉज सारे धक्के खाते खाते आई स्टिल रिमेंबर वन ऑफ आर कस्टमर्स मैं उनके साथ मीटिंग में बैठा हुआ था एंड द प्रोपोजिशन वॉज दैट दे वर बाइंग समथिंग वर्थ 15 करोर्स एंड वी वर एबल टू रिड्यूस देयर कॉस्ट टू 5 करोर्स इन इंडिया एंड आई वॉज सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ द ओनर ऑफ द कंपनी एंड ही मेड अ स्टेटमेंट ही सेड हम तो इंडियन इंजीनियर को मुंह भी नहीं लगाते हम तो जर्मन के साथ काम करते हैं आई थिंक दैट इज समथिंग वे आई रिमेंबर इट स्टिल वर्ड बाय वर्ड काइंड ऑफ हिट दैट ईगो इन माई माइंड एंड वो जो भी स्ट्रगल्स चल रहे थे फिर उसके बाद डिसाइड कर लिया था कि अब कुछ टर्न अराउंड तो करना है इसमें
इंटरेस्टिंगली एंड ऑल डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ मोटिवेशंस हैपन राइट माय आई वुड से माय एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप और माय ड्राइव इन जनरल वो हैज कम फ्रॉम मैं दिखाता हूँ
yes.
राइट इफ यू थिंक दिस देन लेट मी एंड दैट इज अ ट्रेट इट्स अ गुड ट्रेट इफ यू नो ग्रोइंग अप समटाइम्स आवर पेरेंट्स विल से यार तू ऐसे क्यों करता है बट दैट्स एक्चुअली अ वेरी गुड ट्रेट फॉर entrepreneurship.
Right, the numbers you were just giving us before, मेरे दिमाग में वही चल रहा है अभी हम भी दिखाएंगे.
By the way, Ashish was here before this, also Kharagpur and ITC. And I joke that Kharagpur people are unemployable, so they become the best entrepreneurs. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Highest amount of entrepreneurship I see is from Kharagpur. It's amazing. Yeah. So the other thread I want to pick up is we have seen across multiple podcasts that there is something that people compound in their life and ultimately end up doing a business that they understand very well. And you guys were doing this, some version of this, right? So Correct. Let's talk about that. And then what does Woods do? Then there are some questions around idea and this, that, but let's first just describe what Woods does. Then we'll come to those questions.
I think compounding wise, all the experience led up into a place where Himanshu and me worked together, which was a sort of high technology US company looking to begin manufacturing in India.
Yeah.
And the objective then was full export, something we both resonated with. Now those factories never worked, we'll be honest about it, but him and me spent time, I was head of business development strategy, Himanshu was head of engineering. We had two large factories coming up, right? And just every day was a hustle, right? We were buying machinery, equipment from Germany, from China, from everywhere. And I think the thing that opened it up for us was Himanshu's exposure to this and mine also, is that we were having a fantastic experience buying from China, right? I mean, the people there were so well communicative. Quotation used to come in 3 days. Char din mein video aata tha, there used to be samples, right? And same time mein, India mein jab hum jaane lage, wo toh teen hafte se, sir, what material use karun?
Yeah.
Kaun sa grade, kaun sa bought out, sir, warranty kaun sa bhalega, sir, pehle 10% payment kar do.
Yeah.
So we were like, something is broken over here. There is high quality potential to manufacture here, but the experience and the engineering layer is missing. So that's what was born ki. One more thing, I think we both always discussed ki matlab karenge to has to be scalable. Bada hi hona hai. We don't want to end up at this being just, you know, us running one small factory or something. It has to aggregate a lot more than that. So that's basically how I think in my head it was born. And again, looking at buying a lot of machines and equipment from the West, amazing quality, down to standards, you know, like he said, 15 crore ki machine, 5 crore ki thing. I think the world has changed where manufacturing is going to be more design led as well. So I think the OEMs of the West, Europe, designed in California, manufactured, is a model we're going to see across multiple different manufacturing spaces.
So another point you just made, which was interesting because it comes up as a theme across, is you picked a market which was scalable.
Yes.
And I think I've now seen this come across from many founders, that where you play is very, very critical. And but you did take an early call. How did you think about the readiness of India on the supply side?
एंड ऑफ द इंजीनियरिंग, क्योंकि वही जो हम तो इंडियन से बात नहीं करेंगे, बिकॉज द अदर लर्निंग कंसिस्टेंटली इज टाइमिंग मैटर्स, राइट? तो हाउ डिड यू थिंक अबाउट द रेडीनेस?
आई थिंक मेरे लिए तो इट वॉज प्योरली आउट ऑफ पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस, राइट? लाइक आई सेड, आई वाज स्पेंडिंग सो मच मनी फॉर माई ओन कंपनी जहाँ पे मैं काम कर रहा था, एंड बट वन थिंग दैट वॉज वेरी वेरी क्लियर एंड आई काइंड ऑफ रिग्रेट इट ऑल्सो, द अमाउंट ऑफ स्क्वीजिंग दैट आई यूज टू डू टू माई सप्लायर्स, राइट? बट इट टुक सम टाइम फॉर मी टू रियलाइज कि एक बहुत ही विशियस साइकिल है, राइट? आप प्राइस पे स्क्वीज कर रहे हो तो क्वालिटी डाउन जा रही है, उसको देख के जो अच्छी क्वालिटी बना रहा है वो भी प्राइस टारगेट पे मीट करने के लिए क्वालिटी नीचे कर रहा है. तो इट काइंड ऑफ केम टू अ रियलाइजेशन कि यार ये तो पूरा का पूरा मार्केट का इंसेंटिव गलत है, राइट? एंड देन लेटर ऑन व्हाट वी ऑल्सो रियलाइज इज वन ऑफ द रीजंस बिहाइंड दिस वाज थोड़ा सा वो प्रोटेक्शनिज्म हमारे यहाँ पे बैकलॉग है मेंटली भी, राइट? सो एवरीबडी डजंट हैव द थॉट प्रोसेस दैट दे कैन टेक देयर प्रोडक्ट आउटसाइड इन द ग्लोब एंड कम्पीट विद द बेस्ट इन द वर्ल्ड. बट अनलेस यू डू दैट यू कांट इम्प्रूव योर प्रोडक्ट. इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू कम जस्ट इंटरनली, आई थिंक लाइक द लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑल्सो, कुछ ना कुछ एक एक्सटर्नल ट्रिगर चाहिए. एंड टिल यू गो आउट एंड यू सी इन द मार्केट केयर इवन समथिंग एज सिंपल एज अ वॉशर और अ नट और अ बोल्ट कैन बी मेड सो मच बेटर कंपेयर टू व्हाट वी आर डूइंग टुडे, टिल देन दैट ट्रिगर डजंट कम.
आई नो देयर इज अ स्लाइड इन योर बोर्ड डेक दैट वी आर गोइंग टू शो अबाउट वियतनाम में क्या हो रहा है और हम क्या कर रहे हैं. तो बट टू दैट पॉइंट, बट हाउ डू यू चेंज दैट? डिड यू फील दैट देयर इज रेडीनेस फॉर पीपल टू चेंज दैट?
या आई थिंक एवरीबडी वॉन्टेड टू चेंज, एवरीबडी न्यू कि ये चेंज करना है. एंड आई थिंक इट वॉज एन एलिफेंट इन द रूम, एटलीस्ट फ्रॉम नाउ इफ वी लुक बैक इन टाइम, तो ऐसा लगता है कि सबको पता था. एंड द ओनली थिंग इज नाउ इट्स ऑब्वियस दैट इट विल कम फ्रॉम एक्सपोर्ट्स. अनलेस यू टेक आउट योर प्रोडक्ट्स एंड पुट देम एंड कम्पीट विद द बेस्ट इन द वर्ल्ड, तब तक नहीं होगा. सिर्फ इंडिया में सेल करने से नहीं.
कई जगह में जनरेशनल चेंज भी है इन फैक्ट्रीज में, वेयर द यंगर जनरेशन हैज बीन एजुकेटेड ओवरसीज एंड दे वांट टू डू ऑल ऑफ दिस.
यस, इन फैक्ट आवर बेस्ट सप्लायर सॉर्ट ऑफ मोल्ड इफ यू वुड से इस संबंध जिसमें वो पापा ने कंपनी खड़ी की है 60 years और 100 profit पर रही है, second generation बाहर पढ़ के वापस आए, and they are the kind of people who want to engage with people like us the most. One more thing you will find is that suppliers get shocked, people will ध्यान और कि यार तुम जैसे लोग क्या कर रहे हो यहाँ पे, like you know you guys should not be doing this kind of business. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, good. So let's actually take the questions. There are two questions about idea, startup, and one about co-founding. So let's just play those.
If you're someone starting out today and you have no network or capital, what would you really obsess over for the first 3 years? Like, should you focus on building the right team or brand or distribution or something else entirely?
My question to you is that how do I know if I should be a solopreneur or enlist a co-founder? Thank you.
Saying solopreneur now is the wrong answer, because that is... let's step back. So, opportunity dikhi. पर फिर डर नहीं लगा? लाइक हाउ डिड यू गाइस गेट द कॉन्फिडेंस कि ये करेंगे एंड व्हाट हैपेंस इफ इट फेल्स?
आई थिंक मे बी सम इन्फॉर्मेशन द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन आल्सो कि आई थिंक वी न्यू वी वर चेसिंग द राइट थिंग. द फर्स्ट थिंग वी वर चेसिंग वाज कस्टमर.
ओके,
नेटवर्क इज वन थिंग, कैपिटल इज वन थिंग, बट यू नीड टू बी ऑब्सेस्ड विद गेटिंग दैट फर्स्ट कस्टमर इन. नाउ वी इन आवर केस वी वर ओनली एक्सपोर्ट फोकस्ड, राइट? आवर फर्स्ट मनी दैट केम इनटू अ बैंक अकाउंट वाज एक्चुअली decently large GBP transaction before even your money came in.
Yeah.
Right? So that customer focus obsession, getting that first customer, I think should be your initial sort of test. Ki kahin na kahin se maine yahan India mein baith ke flights leke wo UK mein customer close kiya hai. So I think customer obsession should be the first thing. Network and all that stuff sort of follows.
Very good. And let me pause you there, because this is another theme that comes out. Your business will succeed or fail not because of competition, it's because of customers. And who does a better job with the customer, right? And customer is the best VC. So great. So customer validation. But even before that, before getting on the plane, you had started. Jab start kar rahe the, and maybe also the co-founder dynamic, to address the second question. You guys decided, obviously you didn't know engineering, so you had it. You decided you needed him. What was that dynamic? And from even at that point, were there discussions saying, what if it doesn't work?
I think those discussions never end. Like, I think one thing we've also learned is in time you get so comfortable in the not knowing of things. Ki agar uthre ho roz and you feeling ki I figured it all out, probably something's going to explode that very second, if not in the next hour or two. So I think confidence wise, so only once you execute, I won't say you succeed, but you fail. I think there's much more learning in executing and failing and then moving on and getting another order for the same product and then executing it well. So you have to have that sort of muscle. Dar to be honest, I think talking about this specific first order, I mean, him and me were lying on each other. Karan, itna margin theek hai. Kaate hai, Manchu chal jayegi. Said, haan, chala dunga, whatever. So we went out and closed that sort of order, and that sort of got us also working really well together. Like, one more thing is that since at a higher level, Manchu mein fully aligned hai. Ki matlab company kahan jaani hai, badi thesis kya hai, story kya hai. We disagree more often than not on more tactical things. But we've also learned ki after experience ki wo real answer wo beech mein nahi hai. It's either his way or my way. So we have to have that respect for each other ki, yaar, Manchu, theek hai, let's go with what you are saying.
I'm that not, is very yeah. important. Na? So you are saying the average of the decision will be a terrible decision.
Kabhi nahi.
It's one,
my way or the highway.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Kabhi nahi hota beech mein. We've tried it before. We've always ended up at the losing side.
Because somebody has to take full ownership.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I think to that also, whether solopreneur or co-founders, I think more important is, for sure, a co-founder, at least for me. But I think more important is who that co-founder is and is he honest with you. Right? And I think that's what clicked very well between Karan and me. I was not ashamed. He was not ashamed of telling me, boss, you're absolutely wrong. Right, and it would ruin my sleep for 2-3 days with my engineering ego saying ki yaar isse to aati nahi hai, to engineer bhi nahi hai.
But I solved problems.
But then he solved problems, engineering problems. Right? At the end of the day, common sense bhi hota hai kabhi kabhi. Get too deep into the problems and fir confused ho jate hain. But I think that has been a blessing for both of us, that we've been honest to each other and we've had very complementary skills. But even then, I think both of us have enough common sense to tell each other when we are not following the right path.
I'm hearing 2-3 things that are very important. And but as a choice of co-founder, A, honesty was clearly, the vision seemed like it was important. Honesty was clearly important. Complementarity of skill set was very important. But what I'm also hearing is to make the relationship work, this decision making is where it always breaks.
Yeah.
Always breaks, right? So it seems like you guys have found a nice, you know, common path or common ground there. Honesty seemed like a very important, I think putting the company and the vision first, I've heard, is generally, you know, what
customer first.
Customer first, even better.
Yeah.
What is superb. Moving on, let's take the next question. Okay. Finding a mentor, sounding board, from your perspective, how can founders like me find experienced investors or operators, not necessarily to invest, but to pressure test thinking? Obviously, if Z47 is investing in you, we'll do that. No, I'm kidding. how have you gone about this?
I think product-wise, maybe I'll take it another way, in a more counterintuitive way, ki this is now what started off as a belief just for India, now is a global belief for us, ki no factory in the world is fully efficient and shouldn't be, right? Rarely will you ever find a engineering, manufacturing company where every process has been done by the right machine and orchestrated in the right way. Jaise hum sochte hain, we think about manufacturing as a system. Pura India, pura Southeast Asia ek system hai. Wo same part, agar ek process hona hai, ek machine 20 ton ki hai, 40 ton ki hai versus 100 ton ki hai, cost badlega, right? So you have to have the right, always have cost to the lowest path of manufacturing also in mind when you're actually manufacturing DFM stuff. So we view it as a system. कि वी ऑर्केस्ट्रेट दैट जर्नी की कॉम्प्लेक्स पार्ट बनाना है डिजाइन करना है किस फैक्ट्री में किस प्रोसेस में क्या पार्ट होगा एंड मूव्स अराउंड टू फिनिश प्रोडक्ट वो एक चीज है सेकंड थिंग व्हाट वी डू इज की वी रिप्रेजेंट प्रीटी मच 10,000 to 20,000 डिफरेंट फैक्ट्रीज
बट लेट मी पॉज यू देयर फ्रॉम अ नेशन दैट इज एक्चुअली नॉट नोन फॉर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग व्हाई वुड एनीबॉडी लिसन टू अस
यू नो सरप्राइजिंगली द सॉर्ट ऑफ आंसर इज इन इटसेल्फ ओनली कि वी हैव द वर्ल्ड्स बेस्ट इंजीनियर्स इफ यू रियली थिंक अबाउट इट वी फॉरगेट इट You know, all these CEOs we see abroad and all, we have the best.
Nee, but wo software mein the.
Hardware mein bhi hai.
Obviously, iske saamne to bolna.
No, but you know, some of the people we meet, it's amazing. Like, you know, you won't see these guys on
Either
TV.
Way they are. And I have seen it now in defense and space also. I mean, they are the best engineers in the world. NASA may be Indian engineers.
There you go. Yeah. And mission-driven guys, they won't be on LinkedIn, I mean, or advertising or whatever, but they are there building things. So I think India has always been a great engineering sort of destination. I think where we lost out was how we thought about manufacturing, ki ek hi factory mein sab kuch hoga. That is not possible at scale. And number two, forgetting about the customer context. Hum sare inward looking rahe hain for so long that we've forgotten how to sell to an international customer. Ki he is not limited people over there. He or she is not going to answer a 500 questions for me. I have to have that understanding, recommend, propose solutions to them. So we are a solution-led engineering company. I think that's what we do differently from anyone else.
Yeah. I think what you mentioned about compounding also, I think that was one thing we learned very early and we decided ki yaar ye problem hume solve karni karni hai.
Yeah.
Ki manufacturing, like you also said, why we don't know of India as a large manufacturing hub is because we are composed of very small but large number of manufacturers.
Fragmented hai. China ki tarah wo basin nahi hai puri, matlab.
Exactly. Ki koi ek bahut bada manufacturer hai. Yeah. Right? Hamare chote manufacturers the. So that's why failures also were very high. क्योंकि आपकी लर्निंग एक कंपनी की लर्निंग हुई उसने अडॉप्ट किया दूसरे ने फिर से सेम गलती की राइट तो वी डिसाइडेड वेरी अर्ली ऑन कि यार एक चीज हमें जो करनी है वो ये करनी है कि सारी कंपाउंडिंग हमको यहाँ पे रखनी है राइट ये लर्निंग लेके मैं इस मैन्युफैक्चरर के पास जाऊँ या उस मैन्युफैक्चरर के पास जाऊँ वी आर एबल टू स्प्रेड दैट नॉलेज और अंडरस्टैंडिंग टू एवरीबॉडी
एंड दैट्स योर प्लेबुक दैट कैन मेक दिस नॉन लीनियर अदरवाइज आई वुड से कि ये तो मतलब बहुत लीनियर बिजनेस है
एब्सोल्युटली एंड अभी गलतियां इतनी होती हैं एंड आई थिंक एनीवन हु थिंक्स ही गलतियां नहीं होगी और आई मीन It's a given now, right? Mm. But you have to have that relationship with the customer ki, I will service it back for you. I will figure out how to fix it. I will fight for you. I will stay up all night. I'll put more engineering on it. But I will fight for you. And we go to the level ki, matlab, how we can break down something now into exact manufacturing instructions to every factory. Wo Hindi mein bhi dete.
Yeah. So let's go back to that, the question, right? So given all these failure points, how did you, and you obviously had a lot of domain knowledge, both of you. How did you surround yourself with people to pressure test not just assumptions but execution and specifically on the global go to market?
वो सबने तो पहले no ही बोला. I think pardon I don't want to say the word or whatever. Everyone saying कि आप बकवास से चलेगा नहीं. You know who are you guys sitting over here? कहाँ जाके बड़े $1 billion company को? At some point initially एक दो call में थोड़ा disappoint हो गए थे. मानचू क्या ही कर रहे हैं whatever. But I think third or fourth भी पिटी ज़्यादा. अपने बात करते हैं देखते हैं whatever. But the more we heard the reasons why people thought that we couldn't do it was exactly the reason why we decided
why
to
we
do
should
it.
Be doing it.
That wow. So say more about that.
People said ki yahan baith ke kaise bechoge, right? Humne pehla order close kar diya yahi baithe baithe through an innovator model. We also ye $1 billion wali company se order kaise loge? You have to put people in market. It was a big risk. We did it, right? It was the right decision.
And even how did you get that first order? And I know you used your background and network and that's a very good thing. So how did you get that first order?
So we actually, maybe the answer is in this itself. We surrounded ourselves with people, you know, the one or two people out of the 100 conversations we had who still hung around us.
Yeah.
Right. So he sort of had a contact or someone he had worked with, koi naya plant laga rahe, whatever. So we ghus gaye, ek chota sa order uthaya. We did it so well. The guy got really excited. I said, sir, next time free designing kar lete hain. So we were really, really early in. And till date, that customer is still a customer of us.
Yeah. Amazing. I think there's a very, very instructive lesson here. You had naysayers around you. So far, I don't think we have heard that from any of the entrepreneurs. Most of them have said everybody was cheerleading because you're doing something very different. Yeah. You had naysayers around you. You listened to the naysaying and you pressure tested that naysaying. And when you were able to deliver against that, you knew that it would work.
In fact, like the first order ka jo story hai, I can add an anecdote to it. So, one more feedback that we used to get was ki yaar tumhari factory nahi hai. Tum bol rahe ho ki
abhi bhi aata hai wo
product bechoge. Ye to ho hi nahi sakta. Jab tak tumhari factory nahi, how can you sell to somebody, right? And the interesting thing is the first order that we won, I still remember, in fact, Karan and I were standing outside our manufacturing partner's factory. And the customer was with us and he said ki yaar tum mere ko yahan factory pe lekar aaye ho. ये फैक्ट्री मेरे सामने खड़ी है. मैं कल यहाँ पे डायरेक्टली फोन लगा दूंगा, मैं डायरेक्टली खरीद लूंगा. तो तुम्हारी क्या जरूरत है मुझे, राइट? एंड वी टोल्ड हिम वेरी क्लियरली कि टू बी ऑनेस्ट, अगर एक्चुअली आप डायरेक्टली कर सकते हो और हमारी कोई जरूरत नहीं है यहाँ पे, देन वी शुड नॉट बी हियर, राइट? एंड आई थिंक दैट इज द पॉइंट वेयर वी वन दैट ऑर्डर.
सो टेल मी, सो यू सेड द नेसेइंग, बिकॉज़ आई डू थिंक इट्स वेरी इंस्ट्रक्टिव. द नेसेइंग वाज अबाउट $1 billion कंपनी से ऑर्डर कैसे लेके आओगे, तो वो कर दिया. और क्या नेसेइंग थी कि इंडिया से कैसे करोगे?
Yes.
तो वो भी करके दिखा दिया.
करके दिखाया.
थर्ड नेसिंग कुड हैव बीन, मैं आपको डिसरप्ट कर दूंगा, डिसइंटरमीडिएट कर दूंगा. सो व्हाई डज दैट कस्टमर नीड यू?
द आंसर लाइज इन की इंजीनियरिंग और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग दोनों काफी डिफरेंट चीजें हैं, राइट? वी यूज देम इंटरचेंजेबली.
एग्जैक्टली.
मतलब वी हैव मैसिव रिस्पेक्ट फॉर आवर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पार्टनर्स. द जॉब दैट दे हैव टू डू, दैट हार्ड वर्क इनसाइड अ फैक्ट्री, hot shop floor, risky machines, thousands of tons of force around you. If you lose focus, chot lag sakti hai, injury ho sakti hai, right? That's an environment which is extremely difficult to work in, right? And running a factory is a completely different deal, right? So massive respect for people who run factories, but there is so much load in running these factories that you can't give the enough amount of focus to engineering that you need to. And wo ek part hai jo humko samajh mein aaya ki yaar, complementary with our suppliers also, if he can do great manufacturing, build high efficiencies, if he can keep his workforce motivated, we'll only bring our high quality engineering, we'll make sure that inka kaam asaan ho, inko double work na karna pade, inko failures na aaye, and then I think that's a great handshake between us and a supplier. In fact, yeah. To that extent, one more thing I can say is that across suppliers, one thing we've learned is, agar koi ye keh raha hai ki ho jayega, yeah. to wo kabhi nahi hoga.
And if you look at China, and we are, you know, not embarrassed to say ki some of our supply chains do run from, you know, everywhere, Taiwan, China, yeah. and all, right? Wahan pe model bilkul hi alag hai. I mean, over there, you will have one large factory and 100 sellers for that factory. Yeah. India mein, you will have 10,000 small suppliers competing for that same order of little inferior quality. That person over there does not want to get distracted.
Yeah.
Saying that, order aana hai, you talk to one of my distributors or whoever the region, and let me focus on what I do best. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to go-to-market and back to this, because I know you've done something very interesting even on the go-to-market. So, ek order toh aa gaya. Ab usko, and maybe we also take this into, as companies scale or founders who have just started, when do you transition from founder-led sales to institutionalized sales? So how have you guys scaled up and how are you scaling up?
See, I think some element always remains, but obviously you have to. Our GTM was simple ki, look, this is going to be high touch sales initially, whether it's us doing it or someone else has experience with domain knowledge doing it. So first thing we realized was we need people with domain knowledge in market.
Yes.
Right? And that's first level, sort of first order problem solving. They come with a network, product yeah. is strong to push that.
And so, also on your advisory board and on your payroll and on consulting, you have people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. They are local to that market.
Yes.
Look like local to that market.
Yes.
They are not Indian looking. And that is important.
Very,
for comfort.
Very, very important. And they come with 50 years of experience.
Yeah.
Those networks we cannot build in a day. But the second order to that was, we always realized ki chalo log hai ya product hai, do we focus on some what kind of opportunities to focus on? So what we realized was, we will only go for places where there's a huge play for recurring revenue. We want to build a $1 billion company by serving 50 or 100 customers super well to start with, right? Rather than serving 1,000.
Very good. Very good. So I think, just as a learning for people, we talk about PMF, and then we talk about scalable PMF, you know, often, and then we talk about scalable, profitable PMF. You can actually be profitable and have profitable PMF, but not scalability. I mean, a Kirana
yes.
store, we'd all love Kirana stores, but they are not scalable. Quick commerce is therefore taking away share, right? So I do think recurring revenue, sometimes when founders come to me and say, but mera to customer 3-4 mahine mein payback kar raha hai. तो चर्न भी हो गया तो क्या हुआ, मैंने उस पे 2-3x बना लिया, मैं बस अगले साल फिर जीरो से शुरू करूंगा.
यस, एब्सोल्युटली राइट. कंपाउंडिंग.
सो इट इज अ कॉन्शियस. एंड सो यू सेड टू थिंग्स, वन रिकरिंग रेवेन्यू, बट बिफोर दैट यू एक्चुअली थॉट थ्रू व्हाट काइंड ऑफ कस्टमर. सो द कस्टमर प्रोफाइल देयरफॉर वाज फिल्टर्ड.
यस,
बिकॉज़ यू ऑलवेज हैव अ लॉट. कम बैक टू फाउंडर लेड सेल्स.
Yeah, so I think there is, again, founder, and it's probably the hardest thing, and I think the hardest decision for me since I'm out there is that there are places I need to be and places I don't need to be.
Yeah.
Right? There are places I will add positive value, but there are places I will actually add negative value by showing up. So that distinction, and
because sort of, you don't look like them.
I can talk a bit like them. So,
yeah.
But
it's the reality. You have yeah. to work with the reality of the market.
Correct.
They are comfortable looking at people who look like them, then you hire them.
Yeah. So the 2-3 which initially started off, I still manage myself. Me and Himanshu manage them actually directly.
Yeah.
Go and meet them, keep the relationship going, and keeps the salespeople also alive to it.
Yeah.
There is an engine here that's working, yeah. right? Something these guys are also doing right. And keeps you in touch with the customer. So I don't see a world in which we won't be talking to customers. We'll always be engaged. But there are places to sort of step back.
How do you manage people who have 40, 50 years of experience when you guys look like kids to them? Their kids might be your age.
I think humility maintain karni padti hai hum logon ko.
Himanshu grows his beard a bit longer sometimes I've noticed.
White color.
White, yeah. In fact, we are actually hoping ki baal
white. This is very important. Humility and respecting their background and what
experiences.
Yeah.
बिकॉज उसका कोई हमारे पास भी कोई सोल्यूशन नहीं है. वी कांट हैव एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ 30-40 इयर्स सडनली सिटिंग हियर इन वन ईयर, राइट? तो वो एक्सपीरियंस
इट विल रियली अनलॉक.
एब्सोल्युटली.
एंड ट्रस्ट, आई थिंक नो, इन नो यूनिवर्स हैव वी एवर टेकन अ शॉर्टकट विद अ कस्टमर, राइट? इवन इफ यू हैव टू टेक अ हिट, ट्रस्ट इज द पैरामाउंट थिंग, बिकॉज वही कंपाउंड होता है. सारे पैसे जो खर्च रहे हैं, व्हाट एवरीथिंग वी आर डूइंग राइट नाउ इज टू बिल्ड दैट ट्रस्ट विद द कस्टमर. आई मीन यू कांट एवर एवर लूज दैट.
And natural incentives are also, I think, very well aligned to your earlier question also, कि हमको कई बार तो customer नहीं आके बोला कि यार तुम हर बार आ जाते हो, तुम्हारी team में और कोई नहीं है क्या? तो automatically
भी दिखानी चाहिए
scalability भी. उसको भी लगा कि यार if you have to serve me at that scale, you can't do everything on your own.
Correct.
It's a natural indication for us कि यार नहीं, the team has to pick up and it happened.
Yeah. You know, team running sometimes, when not sometimes, every time when we do this, I find it's eerie that some theme presents itself that I didn't know about the company, and maybe you guys would obviously be aware, but I keep hearing customer backwards.
Yeah.
So it sounds like whether it is a co-founder issue, whether it's a decision making, whether it is leading, whether it's managing people, everything you guys. So my mantra, and I promise that with every podcast I'll give one key takeaway, for me with you guys it's customer backwards. What else should we talk about? Any inputs, advice that you want to give both of you or each of you to people who are looking to start up? You are doing, like I said, something I'm very excited by. It's the new age of doing India. And how do you think, by the way, of humanoids and robotics and AI in your world? We are in Delhi with the AI summit.
Yeah, so may I take the first part and you can take the second. So I think robotics is a category we are very excited about. We've been doing work in data centers. We've been doing work in some energy sort of orders as well. I think broad thesis hai, contradictory or not, ki whether the design work will happen here. We hope all the design work happens here. Maybe component level design can happen here, value engineering. But system level design, we still see there are countries which are way, way ahead.
But ek minute mein udhar pause karunga, because believe it or not, I mean, believe it, you know this, semiconductors, 90% of design passes through Bangalore.
Yeah.
Because Texas Instruments, Cadence, Mentor Graphics, I was shocked. Even the Chinese chips are designed from wow. India, right? And it's a well-known fact. So, wo Chinese ne ab bana liye apni capabilities by obviously importing people. So, to your earlier point, hamare talent har jagah mein, pockets mein, jab hai toh it is world class.
Correct.
Kahin jagah pe hum log peeche hai, but wo bhi banega.
Banega, and I think if you look at the example of, if it plays out like, let's say, auto. Right, we are, it's an amazing success story for a efficiently run business model manufacturing ecosystem which is now exporting to the world again. The fact that it took so long is another story, right? Because of duties and all that kind of stuff. But I think robotics may similar auto ka hi play out hoga, right? You know, there will be design, maybe it starts in the west somewhere, moves back over here. Manufacturing assembly, I am with the economics we understand as a manufacturing capability, I think there are only two or three pockets in the world where this can actually happen at scale, and that has to be India.
Yeah,
very good. Anything else? Any advice to people who are watching you guys about starting up?
I think pick up the AI bit also. I think what we have learned over the last year or so, tinkering around with AI, is that it's almost like a scale-up function, y equal to fx. If you're a smart guy, you can scale up your smartness 10x, 1000x. If you're not, can be really dangerous as well. Right? So using it in the right places, but for sure it's something that's going to help everybody scale up. Yeah. Very, very excited by it.
My usage of AI has gone to crazy levels, and I don't think people realize in the last 2 months how much has changed.
Yeah.
And just this morning, actually Krish is here somewhere. He's our AI guru developer. He's released a bot. So I have a backlog of only 287 podcasts that I have to watch. So I said, Mirko, but I will never rely on other people's summaries because I believe that my brain is my brain. What I will take away, others can't take away. But ChatGPT knows my brain because I've been using it so much. It's fully personalized, all prompts, whatever. I screenshot the Spotify and I put it in WhatsApp into this engine that he's built. I get the summary that I can tell you 95% is getting what I would have gotten from. So it's just amazing, all the stuff that is happening. In my view, to this AI point, since we are at the AI summit, everything in human civilization, starting with the invention of the wheel, was to make things net faster or more productive.
Yes.
Steam engine, aeroplane, telephone, mobile phone. This is the first thing that is productizing intelligence itself.
Yeah.
So how can it not be big?
Yeah.
From productivity to intelligence, like where is the comparison? So ये सब जो software stocks ये वो तो productivity layer तो जाएगी, but intelligence layer भी आ रही है.
Absolutely.
So, super. Very very excited. Any advice?
I think.
Yeah. I don't think I could have done this alone. So maybe.
Advice तो अभी दिमाग में नहीं आ रही है, but I think.
But actually, let me pick up on that since you are the first co-founder that we are talking to. To going back to that question, the global evidence is that the right number of co-founders of the most successful companies is 2.3. What does that mean? It's between 2 and 3.
2 and 3, yeah.
So it's not one. And that I think is the answer, and it's playing out here. Thank you again.
Thanks, Avi.
Lovely seeing you guys again. Congratulations on all the progress. And thank you for doing this.
Thanks, Avi. Thanks.
Cheers.
You're watching Z47 Moments, the podcast by India's oldest venture capital firm, Z47. If you like this episode, consider hitting the subscribe button and the bell icon so you never miss an update from Z47 Moments.